Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. They did not say how the strike was conducted, nor were the identities of those killed revealed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign, against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed, nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen. United Nations says 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. Nigeria's First Lady, Aisha Buhari, says her husband's administration will put an end to embezzlement and corruption in Nigeria's government.
I know that this government was the government of change. It was a collective efforts government. So the people should continue monitoring the budgets of the ministries. Why a certain amount of money is budgeted for this, and it must carry out its activities based on what they're budgeted for.
Buhari, whose husband, Muhammadu Buhari, was elected in 2015, spoke with VOA's Africa 54 television program. She also spoke about causes which she cares deeply about, including adult education and taking care of the families of the hundreds of schoolgirls Boko Haram kidnapped in 2014. And the U.S. is back on track to beat President Obama's goal of allowing 10,000 refugees from Syria in by the end of the fiscal year in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year are women and children. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to his supporters.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
The Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention of African-American and Hispanic journalists she has issues with many of Trump's business dealings and does not want Americans to suffer under his leadership.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election will be November the 8th. Opening ceremony for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, brought a roaring crowd of tens of thousands to their feet. More than 3 billion people watched it on television, a ceremony featuring more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first-ever team of refugees, to band together and compete. These are demonstrators outside the Olympic Stadium carrying beating on metal drums with the words, the games kill the poor. Protester Enrique Meña told the Associated Press people are using the Olympic Games as a justification to exclude poor people. Pope Francis has visited the central Italian town of Assisi calling for world forgiveness. Security around him noticeably tight. The visit came a day after Italian police announced increased security around the Vatican and other religious sites in Rome. It was not clear whether this comes in response to a specific threat. Pope Francis speaking here through an interpreter.
To offer today's world the witness of mercy is a task from which none of us can feel exempted. The world needs forgiveness. Too many people are caught up in resentment and harbor hatred because they are incapable of forgiving.
Assisi is the birthplace of Saint Francis, who inspired the Pope to select Francis as his official papal name. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. You can also get news at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.